It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood. Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yeah. It's Thursday, so let's do this. Let's talk movies. Let's talk flicks. JT here and the wonderful Mr. Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. Can you believe it? It's just been another week gone.
Yeah, it goes so fast, doesn't it? You know what? Isn't there great movies packing out the cinemas at the moment? There's there's Minions, there's Toy Story 5, there's Moana. So I'm picturing
that Jackass. That's not a good movie.
Evil Dead Burn. take your pick. Hey, why not? I'm sure the kids won't forget it. And you'll find that out when you get home and they'll be nightmares. Or
that's not my fault.
No, or they're doing really bad stunts from Jackass. One of the two. what would you go and see, Mr. Lee? You got the choice of Moana, Minions, Toy Story 5. What do you go to?
I would be doing Toy Story 5, Minions, and then Moana.
Okay.
Because I love Toy Story franchise. I think everyone, like 31 years of that, you've got to enjoy.
So good.
And there's so much. And I know Minions would be third one for your list, or actually wouldn't make your list out of the top three.
No, I was going to do a top two.
I still think, you know, after you watching that one for the loss this year in the Oscars, I'm certain that you would have gone to see Minions.
No, you know what? Just so you're aware, I'm still having therapy. It's been happening for a long time.
No.
I'm going to send you the bill.
Yeah, I haven't got that yet.
Now the therapist has started speaking like that, and I'm like, I can't do it. But look, this is going to be a great show because we are talking about the brand new movie for Christopher Nolan that's got a massive cast, Matt Damon, Tom Holland and Zendaya. We'll unpack that soon. We're going to run through its screening this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5. We'll see the latest figures at the US box office. Will Moana take out Toy Story 5 or will it keep its top reign? That is the question today because Toy Story 5's just been doing epic stuff. One thing I know for sure is it won't be the Minions. So we're going to be talking about that. Then we got to the latest on a bit of Britney Spears in some real news with Mr. Lee. And also we're going to tell you what's happening around our cinemas with some special events. There's some film festivals as well. All those things that you don't want to miss. That is all still to come on Talkin' Flicks.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you. Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
As JT said, The Odyssey, Christopher Nolan's new movie, is out. Now, there has been so much hype about this movie, so much that was embargoed until yesterday. No one was allowed to talk about who had seen the movie. They all signed NDAs to say no. They wouldn't discuss anything about it until yesterday. I don't know why it's just been such a well-kept secret about this movie. And it's incredible, the scenery, the things that they've done. Something that Christopher Nolan did not want to do is have things like or everything relying on CGI or sound stages. He actually spent months shooting across the world, Sicily, Greece, Morocco, Iceland, Scotland, Malta. He went everywhere. And the thing, too, is to give it more depth, he actually built real Viking ships and things like that. That's incredible.
Yeah, I think that is the sign of someone who wants to have a really good movie.
Yes.
And yes, we need something like this. So
yeah.
You know that it's going to be good, and Christopher Nolan's doing some amazing things. And also, I just love the fact of that massive cast he's got. So you know it's going to be really good. Should we have a listen to it, Mr. Lee?
Let's do it.
A wife? A son?
And then what?
We won the war.
and go home.
This is a household waiting for master. I want you to choose me.
Ithaca's king is coming back.
No, he's not.
What would he do if he came back here and find all these suitors in his house?
You're pining for a daddy you didn't even know, like some sniveling bastard.
Who's looking after your wife and son?
Do you see?
My dad is coming home.
Bringing vengeance.
Bringing it all.
Let's go!
I need everyone at this party dead.
I can still save them.
You're a man who needs to control his fate. But you cannot control this.
That world is gone.
No one could stand between me and home. Not even the gods.
Keep us free!
That is The Odyssey, a massive movie dropping this week at cinemas.
Correct. Now, tell me, if you didn't know the movie at all, you were an actor in it, you get the whole script, don't you? Mm. Normally, you get the whole script. Well, this one, Nolan actually made sure actors only received the script pages they needed. The major plot details were tightly guarded. And a lot of the time, no one knew where they were filming until there were sightings of film crew and everything, and word got around about that. But it is such a big movie, and I think if you're going to see one movie this year, this is one you must see on the big screen because it is going to be epic.
Well, it looks epic and it sounds epic. So yes. You know, I just you just know it. So. Right. And as I said, some huge names in this one. You know, if you get a Matt Damon movie, it's going to be good. Yeah. And I just love what he's done. He's got the real beard going on in this, and he certainly looks the part. So, yeah. So that is Screen Now, along with Jackass Best and Last, Minions and Monsters, Supergirl, Backrooms, Disclosure Day, Masters of the Universe, Scary Movie. That's still going strong, Mr. Lee.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, wow. Obsession, which is another one of those movies that's just has done huge things, especially if you love horror. The Sheep Detectives, Toy Story 5, and Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu. That is what's out now. You can check your local cinema website or box office for what's screening.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
All right, time to do some top fives, and you get to go first this week, Mr. Lee, to tell us what's happening at the box office in the US of A.
Yeah, number 5 is Young Washington. Number 4 is Evil Dead Burn. Number 3 is Toy Story 5. Number 2 is Minions and Monsters. And number 1 for the US, Moana. Can you believe it? Toy Story is down to 3.
Moana's done it. It's done it. And we knew it would.
And even Minions did. Minions is. But I must say, Toy Story 5's been out a lot longer than Minions has. And that's why I think Minions is up at number 2.
Well, let's find out if Toy Story 5 keeps its top spot here in Oz, or are we loving Moana this week? Number 5 is Obsession. That is, I love the fact that's still holding in. That is an awesome movie if you haven't seen it yet. Number 4, another horror, Evil Dead Burn, this is great for the school holidays. What a great enter the 5. Number 3 is Minions and Monsters. Number 2 is Toy Story 5. So do we really need a drum roll, Mr. Lee? We'll do it anyway, but...
Yeah.
Number one, Moana.
So good.
No surprises there at all. Yeah, but as you can see, some school holiday fun there. Lots of great movies to go and check out.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Look, the first thing we're going to talk about is Britney Spears. You wouldn't think I would talk about that, would you, JT?
It's Britney, bitch. You know it, yeah, honestly, don't you?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Well, they're going to be doing a biopic. And Universal have been trying to get something, but they're getting a step closer to everything.
I'm done.
You're done?
I
really?
Love it. I love it. It's great. I think it's so good. I mean, like, you know, we look at Michael Jackson, right, and the biopic there, and all Bruce Springsteen, that song sung, the Neil Diamond, Song Sung Blue, the Bruce Springsteen movie, all those classic artists coming into biopics. This is my era, Mr. Lee. I grew up with BS, and yes.
Can I just ask, are we getting old because now we're into Britney Spears? Because all the others were a little bit older, right? And now we're into Britney Spears.
But I will say this, though. What a fantastic person to do a movie on, though, because she's had a crazy life.
Yeah.
And some of the crazy things. Remember when she shaved her hair?
Yeah.
And she's had the problems with her dad. And
you know, he was controlling all her money, wouldn't he? And she had to go back to court to get the money back.
The kids didn't see it. Like, I'm going to tell you now. You know what? I would go and see that.
Which I, you know what, I would too, because she has had a crazy life, and I think that sort of thing. John M. Chu, he is still going to direct it, which is good, and they've just put on Liz Merriweather to actually write it. So early stages, but I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think so. Look, we're just weeks away now from Spider-Man Brand New Day, and it's very exciting. Look, tickets are on sale in Tamworth for this movie. It's going to be huge, I think. Spider-Man is one of those Marvel or Sony characters that do well every time they release, and having Tom Holland back in as Spider-Man, you can't go past that at all. And Freddy the 13th, they're going to be doing an animated horror comedy. How are they going to do that?
I've got no idea. This just absolutely baffles me.
I just don't know. Paramount Pictures are going to be behind it. Because we all remember Freddy the 13th. Like, it's not something that I would think would be an animated series. But anyway, they did Spider-Man.
Did Dan Trachtenberg. Now, he was behind, 10 Cloverfield Lane. Remember that one?
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
It was the guy in the bunker, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah. And I liked that. I thought it was really good. Look, I've got to say, I'm intrigued to see what they do with that.
Yeah,
I am. Yeah,
I still won't watch it because I don't do horror, and even if it is animated, I still won't because it's going to be too scary for me.
No. It's a comedy, Mr. Lee. That's what they're saying anyway.
It says horror comedy.
Oh, dear. And in some sad news, Mr. Lee, this week, on Monday, we heard the very sad news of Sam Neill, Aussie New Zealand actor, dying at the age of 78. Didn't see that one coming. Gotta say, that's really sad.
Oh, look, I did hear that he wasn't well. It's just so sad. He has been such an incredible actor, and he's been in so many movies, you know, from My Brilliant Career in 1979 to one of my favourites, The Hunt for Red October, which I love that movie, 1990, which I can't believe that. The Piano he was in. He was also in Hunt of the Wilder People back in 2016. Peter Rabbit. I don't remember him being in Peter Rabbit.
I don't remember that one either. No.
And I remember watching it. But he is probably more well known as playing Dr. Alan Grant in Jurassic Park. I think that's where it is. Can I ask, what's your favorite movie of Sam Neill?
I love Dead Calm when he was in there with Nicole Kidman. She was very young.
Yeah,
very young in that one. And Billy Zane. In that one as well. So that was it was an Aussie film filmed on the Great Barrier Reef. But
1989.
Was that long ago? Mm-hmm. Wow. There you go. No, Sam Neill, fantastic actor. Yes. And yeah, he has had a battle with cancer, a long battle with cancer. And I've got a little piece of audio here from when he beat it, and just something he had to say that was really nice.
I'm not in any way frightened of dying. That doesn't worry. It's never worried me from the beginning. But I would be annoyed. I'd be annoyed because there are things I still want to do.
Yeah, sadly, he has passed away. He had his family around him though when he did pass away in Sydney. So, yeah, really sad news.
And yeah, it is. He was an incredible actor. I actually remember many, many years ago, I was at a movie convention and he was there. He got an award for that night, and he spoke so well. And he loved movies. And you just go, yeah, as we all do, we're all in the same industry, that we all love movies. But he really spoke well. And so, yeah, not good. But, yeah. Yeah. That's my week in real news.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
We did say at the top of the podcast that we've got plenty of things you can put into your calendar, and every week Mr. Lee brings us a good corker. There's going to be a girls' night you'll hear about. There's going to be some festivals. Where do you want to start, Mr. Lee? Because there is a lot to get through. Should we start with what's coming to Tamworth, Wagga and Orange Cinemas?
I think we should. On July 26th, we've got the National Theatre Live's Les Lions d'Entreros. And then August 21 to 23, we've got the Travelling Film Festival. Tickets now on sale. You can buy them from all our websites or from the Sydney Film Festival's website. And then on August 30, we've got Andre Rieu's 2026 summer concert, Viva Madrid. Now, tickets are on sale for this in Tamworth. I'm not sure about the other sites yet, but they are on sale, and it is an allocated seated show in Tamworth. Now in Wagga, at the end of this month, they've got the French Film Festival, and haven't they got some great films coming in there? I'm not going to pronounce any of them because I can't pronounce them at all. But they have got a great lineup for it. So.
That's okay. Put that on the podcast run sheet for next week. Grant Lee suffers trying to pronounce these French Film Festival films.
Oh, yeah. I, you know, I can only say certain words like croissant and your play. They're the only ones I can say.
Yeah, that's it.
Bonjour. Yeah, that's about it. In Tamworth on July 26th, we've got a private life screening, which is part of our forum, Art House and Cinema and Conversations. Now, Cinema and Conversations is where we have watched the movie, A Private Life, and then straight after we have Cheese and Bickies and discuss the movie and life in general.
Can I have can I have the cheese and bickies? I don't want to discuss anything. That's what the cheese and bickies that are.
You know what? I'll bring cheese and bickies next week. Oh, tomorrow. How about that? I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. That's right. Oh, great. I look forward to that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you've got to share them with the Flicksters, though. So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. We might have it after we finish. Yeah. Anyway, July 30, we've got Spider-Man Brand New Day tickets on sale in Tamworth. And then August 20, we're doing the ladies' movie night for Spa Weekend, which looks absolutely hilarious. I can't wait to see that.
That'll be champers and a little goodie bag and some chocolate and some popcorn and a choc top.
Right? Yes, gotcha. Good. That's perfect. That would be a really good night out, wouldn't it?
That'd be a great night. I dream about those nights, especially the choc top. Now, Mr. Lee, can we take a look at next week's movies? A good comedy, The Invite. This is Olivia Wilde, Seth Rogen, who is hilarious, Penelope Cruz, Edward Norton. I'd say that's a pretty good cast, if you ask me. Joe and Ange's Marriage, it's on thin ice. Now, they invite their neighbours for a dinner party, and the night goes to places that you don't really want to go. That sometimes happens with neighbours, right?
Yes, it certainly does. And that's why we still call them friends. Now, what was the neighbours theme song? Remember Neighbours, the TV show? Right.
Yeah, Ramsey Street. Yeah. Mm, yeah.
Mm. It does look really funny, I have to say. Seth Rogen and Penelope Cruz, it's not the two actors I would have thought it would be in the same movie, but anyway.
Olivia Wilde as well, yeah. So,
and we haven't seen Edward Norton for a while.
No. So that looks good. We'll talk about more about that next week, though.
Yes, and also, as I said before, we've got the National Theatre Live's L'Alliance Dangerous happening as well, which is always on a Sunday around the 1 o'clock mark, and it is filmed from the National Theatre in London, and so if you like them, you will enjoy it.
I don't get the whole National Theatre Live part of it. I mean, you're saying that they film it from there, like that's... It's not live, Mr. Lee. It's National Film pre-recorded.
That's the...
Oh, Mr. Lee. Well, I think Mr. Lee's drunk. He's gone. Oh, there, he's back. Okay.
I am back.
Yeah. What did you? I don't know what you did with your mic.
I don't know either. It just all froze. So sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
It went off.
Well, we're out of here. But the good news is, Mr. Lee, we're coming back tomorrow.
Yes, and I can't wait, and I will not forget the cheese and bickies.
Please don't, because we are reviewing Moana.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to it to find out our talking flicksters, whether they liked it or not.
Well, it's number one this week, number one, so it's going to be good. And Catherine LaGuire, the Aussie girl from Jay LaGuire, his daughter, and The Rock, which is great, yeah.
Oh, and it's done so well.
So that will be tomorrow. Make sure you catch us bright and early. We're getting out of here. Have a lovely rest of your Thursday.
You too. Enjoy. Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.